And so again, guys, that's what I'm always preaching. Tapping's only the clearing when you have a disruption in the energetic field, but you got to do the active work of putting in something new, which is difficult because you haven't seen it modeled. You might see somebody you admire, but are you seeing them 24/7? You know, you're really not. You just catch glimpses. That's not enough for you to reprogram whatever you grew up and what habits you've been living.
When do you recommend tapping?
When you feel bad. When you have a specific memory that feels bad, or when you're in negative emotion. Okay? So I was saying the tapping, like when the anger hits, that's when you start tapping before you start screaming. Or even while you're screaming, tap. You know? If you're raging, that's a great time to tap. Then you would actually be clearing something in your system. So when you do barring benefits, you know, have you think of something that will trigger and or tap when other people are in high emotion. And that will shift things.
But when you're initially starting, wouldn't you want to practice tapping when you're not in the moment?
If you have a lot of time to spare, maybe. It's not, you've already practiced. You've already tapped a lot today. I'm pretty sure your hands can do it with no more practice, right? So you want to use YouTube.
I got the tapping sequence down, but I don't have the wording.
Well, you're not going to have my wording. This is my calling.
That's what I thought the tapping was.
You don't even need words if you're in the emotion.
Word, and you just put in whatever you're feeling bad about or your particular situation, but you have to use the certain, you know, phrases. I thought it was certain phrases, and then you just input your, you know, personal feelings of her situation.
And here's the thing, guys, you can word it perfectly, but if you're not emotionally engaged with it, yeah, it's not going to help you.
So you're saying if you're in the motion, like, straight up, you can just tap, not say anything?
Yeah, that's the biggest, strongest way to tap.
Okay.
Whether you're watching a movie on the phone with your mother, or your ex, or your child, or your boss or your unhappy client, be tapping if you don't feel good. If you're sad and you don't know why, tap. That's when you're engaged. So in a group, we use words to kind of tune in. And then this group's very beneficial because the energy, the cohesiveness of always being here together. So we can play with a little bit more things out there. Gary Craig's even starting something that's really out there. It's about spiritual growth. So he's taking it to the next level. But unless you're willing to put in, you know, mega hours studying it and catching up to that, you know, what you want to do is use it when you're in negative emotion. A lot of times you don't even know, you can't put words to it.
When you're not feeling good, that's a good time to tap in order to clear or release your bad feelings in order to feel better.
There you go. And here's the second part of that. Don't stop tapping till you feel better. A lot of people will say, well, I came to Thursday and I feel terrible. I'm like, yeah, are you tapping? No, I feel bad. I'm like, okay, are you tapping? No. Okay, well, just keep tapping till you don't feel bad anymore.
And you also said something about how you're to replace it with something good.
Yeah, you can clear all you want from your energy field, from your emotional body. You can do forgiveness work all you want. But if you don't actively put in new thoughts, new actions, you don't make a lot of progress. You still feel better than you did, but you're not going to really live very powerfully. A lot of people get stuck. How many people do you know on a metaphysical journey who've been to every healer there is, have died every workshop, every modality, and they're still not really happy? Or they're still not making money. Or they still don't feel safe.
So why do you think that happens?
Because they're so busy clearing and looking for healing, which is the not having, that they're not putting in the building.
So they're just draining all the negative stuff but not filling in.
There you go. And you can't have a vacuum on this planet. So it just comes back.
So they're just doing one side of it.
There you go. Okay. You can listen to music and tap. You can watch movies and tap. When you're in the negative emotion, that's why barring benefits is powerful. If you can relate to whatever, you know, somebody's experiencing, and we all relate. That's how movies and stories work. We all have the same emotional scale. That's how stories work for us. So watch something that triggers, you know, an emotion. If you wanna do actively tapping, Gary's peace procedure, you write down every memory you can think of. Because if you can think of it, there's something you haven't cleared. You know, when I was 5 in ballet class, in 2nd grade when the teacher, you know, whatever. And if you just took every, you know, set up a schedule to tap on those memories, but you have to actually engage with the memory. You have to remember it and see how bad you feel. Yes.
So if you're doing that with these memories, one after the other, what are you replacing them with?
Well, you know, hopefully you're doing some other work, affirmations, reading, learning other things, desiring to have new behavior. But, you know, in the beginning, tapping really works because most of us, when we found tapping, were so filled with pain, we couldn't even begin to put new info in. Like, you could read it, you could think about it, yeah, I'm not really buying it, right? It's like you have to clear enough pain to even start putting the new in. But, you know, there comes a point where it's not just about clearing, you got to build. And the reason I bring it up a lot now is because more and more people come and ask for taps that aren't about clearing disruptions in the energy field. I wouldn't bring it up unless it came up, but it's coming up a lot lately. And so it's just a new time on earth. It's like, yeah, get ready to learn how to speak, how to think, and how to act in a way that's going to give you what you want. And then tap when you feel like you can't. There you go.
For this book that Helen mentioned, this breaking the habit of being yourself, there's just an awful lot of really good information. Mm-hmm. In that book.
Well, it gives you the science of it.
Yeah. So you can understand what you're trying to do.
And it's not personal.
Yeah.
It's just the setup of the body.
I'm sorry to hear a question, but I heard you say do affirmations. So do you do the affirmations while you're tapping, or you don't have to do them while you're tapping? Just fill yourself with the affirmations. They don't have to go hand in hand, I guess.
No, but unless you're saying affirmations you really don't believe, then you could tap.
Then you can tap.
Yeah.
And then you said about music. And I've been laughing lately because I've been listening to, like, I'm from the old Motown and How I Wish It Would Rain, and every song that we call love songs, when you really listen to the words, it was always about the breakup. It was about I loved you and she went away and I got another one and I gotta tell her I got another one.
So Motown is country western with better rhythm?
It is.
That's what I'm dog in the train.
I'm trying to tap all that away.
Well,
I was your woman, you know, and it's just like all this negative.
Okay, so listen to that. I'm trying to tap that away. That's the not having. Guys, you aren't broke. This is what the journey looks like. I'm tapping because, you know, I don't know how this works, but those songs are sad. If you could lovingly tap, like, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm ready to make space to put something new in. But I'll tell you this. I can tell you how many times, and I bet some of you can vouch for me, somebody will sit in the chair, you can see them have a profound experience. You will see their body, their face change, they'll cry or they'll quit, you know, and then quit crying. And when the night ends and everybody's putting chairs up, they'll come up to me and retell the story they had. I'm like, why do you want to put that back in?
Damn, that's a lot. I have that all the time. I tell my clients, you can be done with this now. I just want you to know you can be done with this now, or you can pick up the phone and you can call 3 more people. How do I know? Because I used to do it. How long do I want to keep it alive? I just did all this work to make it be gone, and now I'm going to tell it again.
So that's the other part of you've got to change. You got to quit telling your sad story. Yes, Jen, and then.
So, two, and I don't want to keep it. You said memories, they need to be cleared. Should we not hang on to any of the memories?
No, you're not clearing memories. You're clearing the disruption in the energetic field that happened when the memory occurred.
Just negative. We're talking negative memories.
Mm-hmm. Yes, when you have a memory and it makes you feel bad, something happened to your energy field in the memory. There's something that happened that, you know, you have bad things happen to you every day of your life, guys. You see or you hear bad things, you've been offended, you've had lousy thoughts. That happens every 24 hours. And sometimes it just goes by and nothing happens. And other times it disrupts your field. And for some reason, whenever you think of that day, that interaction, that situation, you feel bad. Yes.
I think I kind of covered it. You know, I mean, I like that kind of music too, and it's really sad, and you really go there because you're really enjoying it, and so forth.
Well, if you enjoy it, don't tap.
And that was the thing. It's like if you really get sucked in, then you tap afterward.
Or during.
Or during.
You want to tap anytime it's a feeling that you would prefer to feel something better.
There's music that I downloaded at the weekend. It's 528 hertz, I think.
Yeah.
It's a vibration of love. It's absolutely beautiful. So maybe listening to that would help rather than the motel.
Still
beautiful.
Yeah, I can attest that. She had it on last Saturday or Sunday. I was out cycling and I came in. And she had this playing in the house, and it was like, the place just felt amazing.
And what's interesting, if you play that music when you have a lot of pain in the emotional body, it will come up. You will cry.
5.8.
You won't be able to listen for long. Again, we're the ones evolving these human forms to embody light at a higher level. And this is what it looks like. But fun things like tapping help.
528 HZ, right?
Yeah,
HZ.
Ooh, it's on YouTube. Groovy. 45 minutes. I can play it right now for you.
Wait. do I need the HZ? What is that?
Yes, you do.
528
HZ. Google find it without HZ. HZ. It's 528 HZ. That's where I find it.
So there's an Asian regular radio also.
I just downloaded some tracks from me.
Oh, it's not a radio frequency.
It is, or it
so
isn't.
So you just Google it?
Oh, it isn't. Oh, okay.
It's music that's written in that frequency. It vibrates in that frequency and lifts up the vibration of love.
Oh. Righty.
I'm so excited.
Okay, so you guys kind of clear? Tapping's for disruption in the energy field. So I'm going to give you the standard story on that. So if two people see a really bad car wreck, they both smell the same things, hear the same things, visually see the same things, they're standing close together. Why does one go home grateful for their life and everything goes back to normal or even better, and the other person goes home and has insomnia for 2 years? It's not because of the memory. It's not because of what they saw. It's because somebody's system got disrupted. Does that help you understand? So when you can think of a specific event and you feel bad, that's what you want to tap on. If you listen to a song that makes you feel something not so great, that's what we all know. Don't you remember the song with a breakup? I remember Total Eclipse of the Face or the Heart or something. And I was like, oh, that is so right, right?
My sister bought me that CD.
Apparently I tapped that one out.
Well, my sister bought me that CD last Christmas to make it come out.
Well, there you go. I think I must have cleared it. I can't remember the words. What is it, Eclipse of the Heart?
Yeah, Total Eclipse of the Heart.
But I remember listening to that song and crying my little eyes out.
Yeah.
And then doing it again.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
So that's, you know, so pick a song where you still feel not, you know, where it's not funny, where it's not peaceful, and then that's when you tap. That's when you don't know what you're tapping on, but you're clearing disruptions.
Aren't you relating that particular song to an individual memory that personally affected you?
Not that I can remember.
Not just the song. I mean, if the song has sad words.
Okay, so I'm going to say it again, and it's not that you're not getting it. It's really hard to get. Okay, it doesn't mean you're like flaking out. It's just this is so difficult. It's not the memory. It's not the person. It's not the situation. It's not the car accident. It's something happens in the energy field.
It's your. It's how you perceive the incident.
Nope, that's about your mind.
Right.
Something literally happens to your energy body. It's a glitch in the system. This is according to the founder. It's a glitch in the system. We don't know why it happens sometimes and why it doesn't happen other times. And that's what tapping can address. But songs are a way to access it. You had a lot of traumatic things before you were verbal. Mm-hmm. You heard sudden sounds. You heard people fighting. You heard you were wet. You were hungry. You were cold. No, you couldn't communicate it. So you don't always have story. Sometimes the story doesn't even make sense. It's a disruption in the energy field. It's not about the memory. It's not about the person. It's not about the situation. It's not about the circumstance. Gary just came up with this awesome tool to clear whatever's stuck without knowing what it is. That's why you can sit on YouTube, think of your own stuff, get your stressors up, tap with somebody else on something completely else, and bring that stress down.
So can you see this in an aura, if you were to do an energetic analysis?
Just going to ask that question.
Would you be able to see these disruptions?
Well, all I can tell you is there are people who can see auras that way, and they can see the disruptions with, you know, no tapping. They see big gaping holes and tears. I can tell you, we used to have somebody who saw auras, and she would tell me at the end of the night things that she would see. That was cool. But she never mentioned the tears. She would just always mention the bright colors. And yeah, and there are healers that can feel it in your body and tell you where it is.
That's right.
Guys, you ever wonder why it's so hard? We're working with stuff we don't even understand. We don't even have the science to explain yet. So how do you know you have a disruption in your energetic field? When you think of a memory that's really not important to you anymore, you feel bad. Why would you feel bad? Mm-hmm. Right?
In Dr. Joe's new book, The Placebo, he tells there's been a lot of measurement done with the change in the thoughts and the brain waves and everything. It's fascinating. I'm only starting reading it, but very interesting stuff. Very cutting edge.
Yeah, and...
Dr. Joe Dispenza.
And don't forget, we're evolving as a species. And the planet's evolving, and the frequencies are evolving. And if you look how fast our technology is changing, yeah, we get to change in ways that, you know, our parents didn't. They didn't get to change this much. So if you remember that, could you be gentler, more patient, kinder? Because you get faster results. That's it.
We're trailblazers.
We are, so we might want to enjoy it.
We are. We're clearing the way for other people.
So I met an old friend, an old girlfriend, and we've been friends for 20-something years. And I...
Oh,
I'm sorry, I couldn't see.
I was just aiming you there before you started.
Okay, go ahead.
I was just going to say that one night before I fell asleep, I had my YouTube up instead of doing all the following walk and tap. I just pulled up a lot of songs that were kind of significant over my past and just tapped until I fell asleep. I put my laptop down, and then when I woke up the next morning, I felt like a million times lighter. And I was like, that was amazing. So, eighth grade and 12th grade, and pulled it on that because I was like, I don't even know what I'm holding on to. But it's like when you have that song and it's like, you cry over.
And smells?
Yeah.
Yeah, smells will affect you. Storylines. So I met an old friend, and my son went to say hi, and we've been friends forever through, marriages, pregnancies, kids growing up. And her life's great. Her family hangs out a lot together. She's active. You know, she volunteers a lot. Her husband's job is successful. You know, it's all good. Like, my life's all good. The difference is I have a ton of peace, a ton of joy, a ton of creativity, and I look probably... Well, according to my son, a lot younger. But other, you still have your life. This work is just about, it's just to see how much can you evolve in one body. You don't have to do it. But we forget sometimes, gotta do it, right? But that's the not having frequency. So get nicer. Be nicer to yourself. Know that it's a big deal and it's hard, hard work. Okay, but that's what tapping's for. You guys got it? Doesn't have to make sense with the mind. It's not logical. If you want to work with mind, there's other tools to use. If you want to work straight with the emotional body, there's other tools to use. But when you have memories, if you think of somebody and you get mad and you never even see them anymore, you got a disruption in your energy field. Because in your logical mind, why would you care? They're not here. You can't fix it. You can't undo it, right? So that's where tapping can help you.